A hot one-night stand turns into an awkward morning after. Been made into a movie starring Madeline Zima. Where is she? Get her in here. I know that she had some stuff to do. Did you get stuck in traffic this morning? Hello!
Well, hang on. This is what I'm thinking. Because her movie, this is all a ploy.
Yeah, she's like, I was stuck in traffic this morning.
Stuck in traffic, you see. That's what it's all about.
Have a seat. Put on your headphones. Feel all radio-like.
I know. This is so exciting.
Yeah?
I listened to you guys on the way over.
Oh,
some and you still decided to come in. Oh, no.
Now you're stuck with now you're stuck with us.
You guys are great.
Have you had a one-night stand in real life?
Does somebody you know actually count? Or somebody, is it... I've had this debate a few times if it's like somebody you actually pick up at a bar that night and have no idea what their name is.
Right.
Or if it's a friend that you kind of have a... accident with
an accident
was
drinking probably involved in both cases.
Was there more than one?
Well, I mean, in the one where you meet a guy at a bar and you go home with him, probably bad judgment.
I think the drinking is always involved when you're lowering your standards.
So you lowered your standards for this guy that you put in the friend zone,
no.
And then you finally broke his heart.
It's just you want to be in love. Ideally, you want to. Really like
lowering your standards is yes. I was out at a. I mean, it's different for. I don't think guys understand.
It's losing inhibitions because we all want the same thing.
I met you an hour ago at a bar. I've had a couple Chardonnays, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't know.
I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Exactly. That's lowering your standards.
Yeah.
That I went back home with you, and quite frankly, sober. Are you going to go to a strange man's apartment? I don't know who you are. You're going to keep me in your basement? And I don't know.
You have to ruin every one night stand, don't you?
Well, it's scarier for women. I read this factoid that for online dating, men are afraid of meeting a girl that's fat, and women are afraid of meeting serial killers. So we just have different context, you know?
Right. Yeah, this movie that premieres in theaters Friday
looks
called
good.
Stuck.
This Friday, yay!
Congratulations.
I know, huh?
Thank you.
A hot one-night stand turns into an awkward morning after when the guy... played by Joel David Moore from mm-hmm. Avatar and Dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
And Holly, played by you, Madeline.
Yes.
And you guys get stuck in traffic. Him, he's taking you back home to your house.
Being a gentleman.
He's taking me back to my car, which I forgot at the bar that night. And we get stuck in traffic and we're forced to get to know each other and we're not at all happy about that hungover and... not necessarily super keen on the person in the driver's seat.
So when you woke up in the morning and you realized you had a one-night stand and he's taking you home, did you remember the evening or you guys had to go back over the evening too when you get to know each other?
I think that that's part of the narrative is like flashbacks to the night before and how they at first seemed to be very unhappy with each other and then flashing back to the moments of chemistry and passion and fun.
And so by the end of the movie, you guys are actually doing it in traffic in the car, right?
Frank, don't ruin it for people. They're
going
to go to the theaters this Friday.
I'm just saying. That would just be happy ending, I guess. Happy ending.
It's kind of like a When Harry Met Sally in reverse in a car.
Okay.
So,
but you do have, because we were talking about this earlier, are there flash forwards, flashback? Because if you're getting to know each other, you're telling him stories about you. Is it flashback to you in those situations? Or is it just storytelling?
No, it's just storytelling. It's just getting to know each other in a tight space. So, yeah.
And making out, I mean, so, like, how long did you know him before you had to, like, roll around with him, with camera crews watching?
It's always so awkward.
I know. People always think it's hot, but it's not, right?
It's like, do you remember when you had to do, like, spin the bottle in front of your friends and you're just, like, so nervous?
And
like,
go.
Your lips, you're trying to, like, look cool and you just can't. And, yeah, it's never actually sexy.
In that moment, do you have crew going... Madeline, go ahead, put your head to the right a little bit. Just turn your head to the right a little bit as we get there. And you're like, I don't kiss leaning.
Then you're all self-conscious that you don't even know how to do it.
Yeah, like,
it's like, wait a second, this is how I would naturally do it. I must be kissing
but
wrong.
But it's not right for the camera. Like, even when you hug the wrong way, it feels awkward, so... Yeah.
How many takes? Did they try to do it as quickly as possible? Or it's like, it was like a 3-day shoot. I mean, as far as like the sex scene goes.
We just luxuriated in it. I think, for this particular thing, we only had 10 days to shoot everything. So we were rolling through everything pretty quickly. And sometimes it takes a few takes just to get used to the other person's face in your face.
You're all sitting there like chomping on Altoids going,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I had onions at lunch.
Right. Oh, that's cruel. We got a kissing scene. You're like,
I forgot those onions look so good.
And a bunch of Oreos left them on your teeth. Hey, kiss me.
Yeah.
So you said that maybe you had a one-night stand with a friend that you knew. It was a mistake because you were like,
vaguely remember
that.
I will not admit to anything on the air.
Would you ever go to a bar alone?
I think I have, but only under the scenario of it being like an event, like some kind of a, you know,
work
premiere
thing.
Or work thing or schmoozing thing, which even then people are like, you're here alone? That's so brave. Because like,
really brave.
Well, yeah. But like also Hollywood things are super awkward and like everyone's pretending to have a good time and everyone's really like not having a good time. So
Right. Just
going there and just, you know.
Because I got a Facebook message from one of our fans asking that question. Her name is Kelly. She's 27. And she says, is it weird for a woman to go to a bar alone? She goes, after I get done working, I like to go to a bar for a nice happy hour drink. And I don't invite my girlfriends to come with because I like to be by myself.
Hmm.
I'm single and I've always found it a great way of meeting men that way. And when I don't have friends, guys seem to talk to me more.
Of course. Yeah.
More approachable.
Men are afraid of the wall
groups.
Of women. You know,
because we all have that friend who's like, you need to go, okay? We're
plus,
on the girls' night. We're
yeah, exactly.
There's always the one friend who's like, it's time to leave,
right,
ladies. These guys are wanting to take you home.
You guys, we have to get up early. We should go.
No, I think it's guys also see a woman sitting at the bar by herself, ordered a drink, as super confident.
Yeah.
The fact that she can go and just do that. It's like, I need to get to know her.
Yeah. I think there's way too much, like, fear around women going out by themselves. You know what I mean? Like, what's going to happen? You have your cell phone. Is somebody going to really try to attack you? You can tweet about it and people be in 5 seconds. Twitter is so fast.
You're never really alone.
No, you're never really alone anymore. So you can,
that
you know.
Is true, too, with the phone. Like, I feel like I could sit anywhere. You've got your phone and a glass of wine or whatever. You're at the bar by yourself, but you're, you know, you're
do they have
down.
The cases yet that have like mace attached?
Ooh, that'd be
cool. They don't.
That's a great
idea. That's another great idea from me. I've had a couple of good ideas today.
You're on fire.
But then you won't have any good ones for like the next 6 months, and then the next year.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Write some stuff down, people. They're billion-dollar ideas.
Feast or famine with you.
My sisters have this thing called Find a Friend, this app where you can track the person, like all of your friends, their dot, where their phone
where
is.
Are?
Yeah, it's GPS. It's for us, we're like super protective of each other, so it's like a safety issue. Like,
yeah.
But it is a bit creepy.
I haven't heard of that one, but I have Glimpse that does the same thing where you can, like, if I'm on...
Wait, what?
It's this app called Glimpse. So if I'm, like, let's say I'm on my way to your house, I send you a Glimpse, and then you pull it up, and you can see... Where
I see your car driving to my house?
And you go, it looks like she's going good speed. Okay, she'll be here in like 14 minutes or so. You can see where I am.
How weird am I that I'm like, oh my God, where is she? Is she almost here?
Well,
oh my
God, there's a safety thing. It's a safety thing. That's what it is.
Well, can I always go back to it and go, is it logged?
No, but if you're...
Heidi disappeared around Dead Man's Cove.
Let me see
where she is. Oh, my God. She's in the ravine.
But I like this Find a Friend thing.
Yeah, because you can look at any time. You can see, like, one of our friends, April, was like, oh, I'm at home writing. And really, she was in Vegas.
Why would she lie?
It's a little lie. Because she's sitting at the bar by herself.
Exactly.
Waiting to meet some people.
Playing some poker.
Are we disguising this Glimpse and Find a Friend as pretty much... I want to spy on whoever I'm with to make sure they're not cheating on me?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much,
I mean,
that's
you could probably, turn it off.
You can definitely... I don't have it on right now for whatever reason.
Are you kidding me?
If you were with
somebody and you said, oh, we're both on Find a Friend so we can see where we are all the time, and they wanted to turn it off, what would that say?
It just says they're not available.
But it's supposed to say to you in your mind that they turned off their dot.
Right.
They don't want you to know where they are. What could they possibly be doing?
Sneaky.
Being sneaky and being no good.
So sneaky.
Keep it on.
Yeah.
Are you engaged, married, boyfriend? What you got going?
I have a boyfriend.
Yay.
Boyfriend? Yeah. Is it getting close to, like, the engagement times?
We went to a wedding together, but we've only just started seeing each other, so it's very new stuff.
Were you, when they were, like, to throw the bouquet, and you're like, oh, I'm going to go out, and he's like, no, you don't need to go out there.
He didn't.
You don't need to.
That's a bad sign.
What, you got to go catch
that
thing.
He's like, hey, you go get us a couple drinks?
Right, or when they throw the order, and then you're like, go, nah, I'm good. Again, I'm not into that kind of thing.
Babe, you don't want to hurt yourself.
Right.
Sitting on his hands.
It lands on top of his head. He's like, no.
Well, one day when a man gets down on one knee and asks you to marry him, do you have expectations of what the ring should look like? Should it be really, really nice and large? Or would it be just, if it was just a little band, would that be fine?
No, I think when I was younger, I thought it was going to be a nun. So the idea of getting married or like even being in a relationship is a total surprise to me.
Cause really?
I've always been the girl who is never in a relationship. Like both my sisters always have boyfriends and I'm always single Sally. So single Sally. Yeah. I know the way that sounded, it sounded a little sad.
No, but
it's not.
You went to Catholic school?
No, I just...
Just thought you were going to be a nun.
I think it skips a generation. My mom was raised Catholic, so it just like DNA.
Yeah.
It's in the DNA.
So then your kids will be Catholic. I don't know how it works.
No matter how I raise them. Raise them Buddhist and they're just like go to get their knuckles cracked.
So this is your first like serious boyfriend?
No, I've had a couple serious, but they would be on and off or I would choose very poorly.
Well, and too, with being an actress and you're probably always gone, always doing something, it's hard to nest, right?
Oh, for sure. And it's hard to meet nice guys in L.A. And it's hard to just, you know.
Hey,
don't
this
I know
randomly
it
happens, huh?
Yeah.
Just walk into a room, there's a guy in headphones with a beard.
Exactly. Funny. Nice.
Oh, please.
Look, you there.
You realize you're going to leave, and I'm stuck with this for the rest of the afternoon.
You guys are great. I'm actually a huge fan. So I'm happy to
really
be here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see your movie, Stuck. It opens up in theaters this Friday. Because it's about being stuck in traffic, and the whole movie takes place stuck in traffic, I guess it's only appropriate to have you actually read the traffic report. The actual traffic is happening right now in Los Angeles. So
okay,
do you
I'm
going to
do it.
All right.
I'm going to do it. It's a little scary. Although, by the way, it seems like this is the traffic how it is every single day in Los Angeles, right?
That is true.
I had to give you some traffic music.
Oh, we got to make it official. Let's
okay,
make
cool
it official here.
Do I do it over this the whole time? Oh, my God. Okay, so there's a kidnapping suspect situation off at the Super 8 off of Sepulveda, so they shut down the Sepulveda Boulevard. Both east and west are bound in between Crenshaw and Arlington. The 105 west is very slow due to some earlier problems. West 105 towards Lamont, they wrapped up earlier accident, but it's still backed up. The 91 eastbound is always half heavy towards Bellflower Boulevard for some reason. And the 210 westbound is never fully recovered from a big accident in Rancho Cucamonga. So the 210 westbound is heavier than normal off the 115.
You're a natural. The hell of Sky Lord. It's going to be Madeline Zima with the traffic every single day here on the Heidi and Frank show.
She's too big for us. Hollywood actress.
Thank you, sweetheart, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
You have anything to promote, you come
Thank
in, okay?
You. It was really fun.
And come
you guys
back and sing and play guitar and stuff next time. I know you do that, right?
I do, but
that would be super fun, but I'd have to practice.
Next time you come in.
We'll be right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.